Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there was a girl in a red checkered shirt, long blue jeans, and pink ballet shoes who was determined to change the world through dancing. Her name is Judith. Judith was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1943. As a little girl, she says she was so skinny, her legs went up to her armpits. She was also pigeon-toed and knock-kneed, which meant her toes and knees pointed at each other instead of straight ahead. She had to wear special shoes to help her walk. Still, when Judith was 6 years old, she insisted that she wanted to go to dance school. Her parents didn't know what to expect, but they said, okay. Judith went to the Judimar School of Dance, which was in a studio on the second floor of a rickety old building in Philadelphia. Her teacher, Miss Suger, had wide green eyes and red hair, and she was determined to make ballet accessible to young Black dancers, just like Judith. That first day, as Judith stepped into the studio, the floors felt slippery under her ballet shoes. Everyone took their place at the wooden bar that dancers hold on to for support during their warm-up exercises. Miss Suger went through all the basics. First position, second position, plié, relevé. Judith was mesmerized by her teacher, following her instructions diligently. The Judimar School became Judith's second home. She studied ballet, tap, modern dance, and even acrobatics. For Judith, dancing was more than just following the steps she was taught. It was a way for her to communicate with her body, a way to connect everyone and tell stories through movement. As time passed, Judith worked hard with dance teachers and tutors, honing her skills. She grew graceful, flexible, and strong. When she was 21, she was asked to be a part of the American Ballet Theater in New York City, which was a huge honor. But a year later, she left to become a part of a revolutionary new dance company, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Ailey's company was dedicated to bringing modern dance and African-American culture together. For her first performance with them, the stage was set up to look like an imaginary ballroom. Judith wore a fabulous ruffled skirt over her leotard and spun across the stage with ferocious energy. The audience went wild, clapping with joy and appreciation. After the company's final bows that night, it was clear that Judith, with her strength and passion, was destined to become a lead dancer at Alvin Ailey, and soon, an international star.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Over the next 15 years, Mr. Ailey choreographed many famous and difficult dances for Judith and the other dancers to perform. One of the most well-known dances is Cry, which celebrates the power of all Black women. Judith poured her heart into every step of Cry. From the second the lights went up, she was hypnotizing. Dressed in a white leotard and a billowy white skirt, she rippled across the stage like the crest of a giant wave. She was elegant, fierce, and unstoppable. Cry became one of her signature dances, and people came from all over the world to see her perform it. Throughout her career, Judith also got to tour with different dance companies and tap dance on Broadway. She even formed her own company called the Jamison Project. When Mr. Ailey had to leave his company because he was sick, he asked Judith to take over for him, and she said yes. She led the Alvin Ailey troupe for the next 21 years and became like a mom to all of her dancers, inspiring them to push themselves farther and let their emotions become a part of their movement. To this day, Judith mentors dancers all over the world and talks about the power of dance. As she says, it's more than just moving our bodies in certain ways. It's a way of communicating with the audience without saying a single word. For Judith, dancing is her way of honoring the past, celebrating the present, and fearlessly reaching into the future.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This story was produced by Isaac Kaplan-Wolner, with sound design and mixing by Bianca Salinas. It was written by Abby Scher, fact-checking by Joe Radigan, narration by Jacqueline Green. Original theme music was composed and performed by Eletra Barjaki. Thank you to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Stay Rebel!
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.